This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, June 13th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Senator Padilla forcibly removed from Nome news conference. California sues Trump over waivers and troops. Senate's big bill has more farm spending. Senator Padilla forcibly removed from Nome press conference. California Senator Alex Padilla was forcibly removed and handcuffed yesterday by federal agents during a press conference being held by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem in Los Angeles. Padilla stepped forward and identified himself, stating, "I'm Senator Alex Padilla. I have a question for the secretary." Agents then forced him from the room, shoved him to the ground, and handcuffed him, reportedly mistaking him for a security threat. After being taken into a private room, Padilla was released and later addressed reporters, saying that if he, who was clearly identified as a senator, could be treated this way, lower-profile individuals might face even worse treatment. The incident sparked strong criticism from Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, Governor Gavin Newsom, former Vice President Kamala Harris, many other Democrats who decried it as an alarming abuse of power. DHS defended the agent's action, saying they mistook Padilla for an attacker after he reportedly failed to properly identify himself. California sues Trump over revoking clean air waivers. Newsom and Attorney General Rob Bonta filed a lawsuit yesterday challenging President Donald Trump's use of the Congressional Review Act to revoke its Clean Air Act waivers that enable stronger standards on cars and trucks. They argue Congress lacks the authority to overturn waivers not instituted through rulemaking and see the move as unlawful and unprecedented. The lawsuit, supported by 10 other states, demands a federal court declare the revocations ineffective and allow California to proceed with its accelerated 2035 electric vehicle mandate and nitrogen oxide regulations. In tandem, Newsom issued an executive order directing the Air Resources Board to draft replacement standards and to publicly list compliant automakers, ensuring California's clean air initiatives advance regardless of federal interference. And on that note, the state also sued Trump over his deployment of about 4,000 National Guard troops and 700 Marines to Los Angeles amid immigration-related protests. Newsom and Bonta argue the move violated state authority and constitutional limits. Federal judge set to rule soon. Senate beats House on farm program spending. The Senate Ag Committee is up the ante when it comes to one big, beautiful bill. The House version would add just under $60 billion to farm programs while saving it at $258 billion through cuts to SNAP. The Senate bill would add about $67 billion for farm programs while saving a net $144 billion, that according to committee staff. The biggest difference between the bills is that the Senate version does not include a cost-saving floor under the Price Loss Coverage Program's reference price for corn. Not including that floor would cost an estimated $4 billion over 10 years, a committee aide said. The Senate bill, unlike the House bill, would also boost the escalator provision for PLC reference prices, and the Senate version would allow farmers who buy the supplemental coverage option on their insurance policies to also enroll in the Agriculture Risk Coverage Program. As for SNAP, the Senate bill also adjusts SNAP worker requirements for able-bodied adults without dependents. Under the Senate version, a person with a child 10 years or older is eligible for the work requirement. Under the House version, the age is 7. Committee aides say the change was made because of concerns raised privately and in the House. Additionally, some state laws may prevent parents from leaving a child under the age of 10 alone. House Ag Committee's top Democrat, Angie Craig of Minnesota, wasn't satisfied with the change. She says 10-year-old kids are not equipped to take care of themselves while a parent is at work. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. House passes rescissions package cutting food ag aid. The House has narrowly passed by a margin of 214 to 212 a $94 billion rescission package that would cancel previously approved spending for some food and agriculture programs formerly run by the U.S. Agency for International Development. The legislation would scrap $2.5 billion in the agency's development assistance account that has helped fund the Feed the Future initiative. It is unclear whether the package can pass the Senate. Cuts to food aid, Feed the Future labs hurt U.S. farmers. Cuts to foreign aid will hurt U.S. producers and allow other countries, such as China, to fill the void, Democratic senators said at an event yesterday. Senators Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota and Jean Shaheen of New Hampshire, top Democrat on the Ag and Foreign Relations Committees, spoke alongside a panel of food and aid experts to highlight the $3 billion in proposed budget rescissions. Two-thirds of that is for commodity purchases from U.S. farmers and ranchers of 1.1 million metric tons of sorghum, corn, beans, rice, and vegetable oil intended for 45 million people in 35 countries. Another $1 billion is for 17 Feed the Future innovation labs at 13 universities. Only one is now operating at Kansas State. U.S. foreign assistance strengthens the agriculture economy of rural America while reducing the burden of American taxpayers over the long term through conflict prevention and economic stabilization, said Thorik Cederstrom, International Food Aid Representative for the U.S. Dry Bean Council. Here's today's final word. Instead of further disruptions in Los Angeles and across the state, we need to address the underlying problem of immigration reform in the halls of government in Washington. That's Jennifer Barrera. She's president and CEO of the California Chamber of Commerce, responding to Senator Alex Padilla being forcibly removed and handcuffed at a news conference by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem amid escalating tensions in L.A. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, June 13th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.